Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. Now we were discussing the relationship between people and the Islamic government, the things that the Islamic government needs to do for its own citizens. Amongst the things that the government needs to do to people is that they need to make sure that they observe the honor of and dignity of people. They cannot insult or undignify people, or humiliate people, I should say, or cause them harm that will go towards their status in society. This is something not accepted in Islam. So all those who are in government, police and whatever forces that might exist in Islamic government, they don't have the right to harm people in terms of their status or dishonor them or humiliate them. That's not one of their duties. That's forbidden for them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he says, "Man ahana li waliya فَقَدْ بَارَزَنِي بِالْمُحَارَبَةِ Whoever insults or humiliates a wali, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has came to fight me. And I think there was a hadith Qudsi that we mentioned previously. So you don't have the right. So police and whoever runs the government, they don't have right to go hurt and insult people in terms of trying to humiliate them, because sometimes the police officer or the government, they come, they talk to a person, the person refuses to cooperate with them. What do? Sometimes he gets insulted, he gets hit, he gets beaten publicly. And we've seen how brutal the police could get in the Western countries, especially in America, where the, you know, the freedom of the land of the free. Apparently that's what they call it, right? Land of free, land of dreams. But go on YouTube, go on TikTok, and go on Instagram and see the brutality of police. They don't even give you time to talk. They don't even give you time to speak your mind, to say, no, you have no right to do this to me. The people get bashed severely. Like the clips that we've seen, it's just horrendous. And these people, they assume they have power. They don't have power. Who gave you this power? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you end up insulting someone, humiliating someone, you are going against me head to head. Another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he says, "Man adalla mu'minan adallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Whoever humiliates a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate that person on the day of judgment. So first, the police and the government needs to maintain the dignity of people, the honor of people. Second thing is that they have to preserve their lives in terms of they don't have to go into their intricate details, which is aka spy agencies. He says, if you go trying to look for the mistakes and the faults of people, then you would corrupt them. Now, in which land, in which law, do the government have the right to spy on me and tap my phone and tap my internet and try to see whatever I'm doing? Now, people might say, well, the security aspect of things. Well, there are better ways to maintain security. But to keep monitoring people like NSA, like the other spy agencies do on people, that is not acceptable in Islam. Let us take a short break and then we will continue this hadith.
Oh. آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغ قصاب داره, فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, do not go trying to seek the faults and mistakes of other people. That's not your duty in Islamic government, to go and see what people do in their private lives and trying to expose them. That is not duty. He says, if you do that, then you would corrupt them. Or he says, oh, you might possibly lead them to be corrupted because they feel, okay, I'm getting exposed, I might as well do something bad in return. The government does not have that right. Another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ اسْتَمَعَ إِلَى حَدِيثَ قَوْمٍ وَهُمْ لَهُ كَارِهُونَ. If a person listens to a conversation of people while they hate for anyone to listen to them, does that ring a bell, people? Does that give you something that we do these days, where the governments are constantly listening to our conversations and our phones are tapped, our social media is tapped, every word that you say, even when your phone is not, even when you're not making a phone call, your phone still records and sends this data to the agencies. Our phones are just spies, basically. That's what they are. They record whatever we say and just sends it to them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, 1400 years ago, he spoke about this. He says, if you listen to a group of people and they don't want to be listened to, which obviously who does, okay? يُصَبُّ فِي أُذْنَيْهِ الْإِنْكَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take this lava and he will pour it into their ears. So all these agencies, inshallah, when they go to a day of judgment, we're going to find a lot of them down there with lava being poured in the ears. You have no right to listen to people. You have no right to tap their phones. You have no right to listen to their conversations. Under no circumstances. There is no reason you can throw at me that I'm going to accept. The Prophet says, وَهُمْ لَهُ كَارِهُونَ. They don't, no one wants to be listened to. Now, like I said, in terms of security and what have you, I mean, you know who you need to listen to. There are specific people that you've done your math and then you think these people are suspicious in terms of security for the rest of the people. These people you target. You target one, two. You don't put tabs on every human being on earth. Then as the organization NSA taps the phones of every human being, at least in America, every citizen, but we know that they do that for everyone else. The Five Eyes spy agency in Australia, these guys, like five countries, they pretty much spying on every human being on earth, amongst other organizations out there that no one knows about. Everything we do is being recorded, and that goes against human rights in every other way. So the Prophet says on Day of Judgment, these guys will find their punishment. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, says, شَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ لَا يَعْفُ عَنْ زَلَّهِ وَلَا يَسْرُ عَنِ الْعَوْرَةِ. The worst of people are those who do not forgive the mistakes of others and do not hide and conceal the faults of other people. So the government is supposed to hide and conceal what they know about people, not expose them. And then he says, and I end with this, مَنْ تَتَبَّعَ عَوْرَةُ النَّاسِ كَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ. Whoever goes after people, Allah will expose him. It doesn't matter what government you run. If you try to expose people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose you in a way or another. That needs to be kept in mind. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.